Hi, Tamsin Greenway here. And if, like me, you're a massive netball fan, then listen up. Because Sky Sports Off The Court is coming to your favourite podcast platform. This is where the biggest stars in the game talk openly and honestly about their life on and off the court as we break down what it means to be a netballer in 2024. Plus, it's your chance to ask me any questions. So if you want to know what makes Elle Cardwell difficult to mark, or you just need advice about how you get free from that tricky centre, whatever it is, I'm here if you need. And you don't have to have a Sky subscription to listen. Just like our YouTube series, it's free to download. So if you know your goal defence from your wing attack, or you just want to know what Helen Housby has for breakfast, then give Off The Court a follow. That's Off The Court, a Sky Sports podcast.
Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Katie Thompson is from Manchester Thunder's Paranetball. Katie, great to welcome you back on the Netball Show. We spoke at the time of the partnership launch with Vimto. Few months into it now, so how successful has it been so far?
Yeah, really good actually. So having kind of Vimto behind us naturally recognises two kind of big brands have come together, but the support we've had, not just financially from Vimto, which has obviously enabled the programme to keep growing, be offered for free for our participants, but they've come down to engage with our sessions. They want to explore opportunities for their other staff within Vimto themselves to get involved in many different ways. So we're currently exploring other opportunities for that. But yeah, it's really helped with the growth and development. And I guess getting the word out there with another recognised brand, as I said a second ago.
It's very much about the ability within a disability as well. So are you noticing an increase in participation now that the season's started?
Yeah, we have. We've kind of got our steady bunch, which young people, which we've had from the start. Actually, we're getting new people all the time now, which is great. It might be that we have one new person per session. It's not like we get 10 every session, but that's the point of it. And I think by even offering it slowly, people have built the confidence to come to our session, and then having actually attended, realise it is for them. And I think there's a few people in addition coming from kind of word of mouth from other participants. And yeah, the increase is great because it means more people are accessing our sessions. We expanded, so we now offer two different sessions a month at two different venues in Manchester, enabling kind of to reach further audiences by, you know, heading to Wythenshawe now as well as being East Manchester. So like you say a second ago, we do focus on that ability with a disability. But the young people that come have a complete variety of disabilities, which we look beyond that. We don't look at, oh, their disabilities, this is what they can or can't do. We do the, you know, activities for everyone to join in. And then myself and my fabulous volunteer coaches will offer support, you know, a little bit further for those who may need it. Or then we adapt it of someone may not be able to do one thing, but what can we do to make them not feel left out and still feel like they can engage in the same activity as everyone?
Thunder's Para Netball then at the moment is mainly for 11 to 25. Are there plans on the horizon to extend that age range?
Absolutely. So I'm currently mapping out in my head and with a few people where it looks, where we can grow and expand the programme kind of this year and beyond. So we're looking, there's a few options we're looking at. And again, as I say, nothing's set in stone at the moment, but there's the looking at expansion further across the Northwest and other areas as well. Also, I've had a couple of people quite recently actually contact me who are over 25 saying they would love something for them and what opportunities are there around. So again, there's that option to explore what a potential offer could be for over 25, because as we're aware, in the Northwest is one of the highest populated areas in the country for people with disabilities of all ages. And, you know, when you hit 25, you're not disabled. And we know there's more opportunities for young people, although they're limited. But when you do kind of hit over 25, there's not a lot out there. So there's absolutely something I'm looking at of where and what and how we can go about expanding to that audience. as I said, I'm doing all this with my coaches alongside. We're all full-time jobs as well. So it's just a balance of that. But absolutely, it's something we do want to explore. I just can't right now say it's going to happen next month. It definitely is in our plans to kind of reach out and expand further.
And that, I suppose, will be the same for elsewhere in the country as well. Have people been in touch from elsewhere in the country just asking advice?
Yeah, absolutely. So I know there's some amazing people across the country who have their own para-netball sessions, which is, you know, I think they're doing such a good job. I've also had people from kind of Somerset. I've had someone from the West Midlands, someone else in Bath and beyond actually contact me and just email, reaching out, seeing what we've managed to do up here, and just a little bit of advice, really, of something they'd love to set up but don't know where to begin. So something, I think, because it's something I'm so passionate about, I've absolutely said to them, you know, let's have a call, let's discuss things. I'm not 100% right of how I've done everything. I'm not an expert, but what I've done has worked where we are. So I would absolutely love to offer other people advice. You know, I don't see it as competition. I actually see it as amazing opportunities for people who don't tend to get them to be able to participate further, you know, nationally and where everyone else is based. So, yeah, I'm always happy to speak to people and offer, I guess, my expertise based on what I've done. But like I say, I wouldn't say I was an expert, as in, you know, my way is the right way. Because I know everyone has explored things slightly differently and some people have had some real good success as well.
The monthly free sessions are at Wright Robinson, first Saturday of the month. If someone who's never been before, what can they expect?
Well, we have now two sessions a month. So we do the first Even Saturday better. Of the month at Wright Robinson. Yeah, so we expanded based on demand. And then the third Saturday of the month, we're at Woodhouse Lifestyle Centre in Wythenshaw. But when you come to a session, so we tend to ask people to book on in advance, which is free every week you come. We don't have any charges at the moment at all. But they book through our website. And that's just to enable us to know who's coming, disabilities may be coming, so we can make sure we're equipped to ensure they feel really included. But when they come to a session, we tend to do a kind of, someone has a ball, throws it around to make them comfortable. Then we pull everyone in, and quite often we go around and say everyone's name in a big circle. So that's coaches as well as the participants. But that also helps everyone feel connected straight away. And maybe they won't remember everyone's name, but they know who a certain people are. And then we kind of do a fun warm-up. But again, if people aren't sure, you know, we might play Stuck in the Mud 1 week. But if people don't know what that is, that's fine. We'll demonstrate and kind of help them along. Tend to do a little bit of a skill session and then into match play, but we'll always try and rotate positioning around to give people a go on places on court that they may enjoy more or just have a go somewhere new. But we'll always, if needed, we try not to jump on court as much as we used to when we set up in terms of kind of helping, because the group have really, really improved and there's some amazing netball happening. But for those who may be new and a bit unsure and a bit nervous, we'll absolutely kind of help them through every part to make them feel as involved as everyone who may have been there since week one as well.
Brothers and sisters of those attending as well, also welcome. But it's really important that they're included, and everybody realistically just needs to register for your ideas and numbers, really.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, one thing that we've made quite obvious and welcoming is, like you say, siblings of those with a disability can absolutely join in. We've seen that such positive effects from that, whereby, you know, there's been that encouragement on court, confidence for each other on court, and they really actually help the game flow, also include everyone. Because what we find is across kind of disability sports, sometimes why should a sport be very separated for your sister or your brother can't join in when you can? So putting everyone together makes them feel like there's that really inclusive environment for them and the support there. But like you say, yeah, we do ask for the siblings to be booked on as well, just again for numbers purposes. And that also, not only so we know how many people are coming, but that just enables us to ensure we've got the right amount of coaches to make sure the session is safe and, you know, as effective for everyone who is getting involved as well.
We can't end this chat without mentioning your recent award, Diversity and Inclusivity Champion 2024 at the Made in Manchester Awards. Not why you do it, but that recognition for something that you're clearly passionate about. Tell me a bit about the awards itself, and I suppose it would be nice in a way because it's a proper business award and not voluntary.
Yeah, so earlier in February, so still this month, I actually was the winner of the award just mentioned. It was a complete shock for me because, like you say, they were business awards. So in the category, I was up against people from kind of Lloyds Bank and recruitment firms and law groups, wow, etc. For diversity and inclusion. And ahead of the awards, so I got nominated, which was amazing. And like you say, it's easy, it's quite cliche to say, but that's not why we do what we do. So I got nominated, shortlisted, and then I had to have a panel interview for 15 minutes where you kind of talk about what you've done, what it means for you, etc. And they kind of asked me, so this isn't your full-time job? I said, no, it's not. I just do this voluntary on the side with some amazing volunteers that I've kind of recruited in who are absolutely incredible part of the program. And actually, I thought their faces were saying, these aren't the type of awards that this is for. But actually, what their faces clearly said is, this is amazing. You absolutely are a deserving winner, hence winning that award. But I think the recognition of kind of these awards and what it actually does, and although the award was in my name, I don't take that as it's for me. I take it for the volunteers, but also all the participants and everyone involved in the programme at whatever level. And I think it's also just giving that recognition to disability sport in general. As you may know, the Prime Minister made a decision kind of last December not to appoint a dedicated disability minister, which for those connected to the disability world in whatever way that may be, it kind of tells us that maybe the disabled people's needs aren't really a priority for the government at the moment, which when, you know, so winning an award like this, kind of, although it's Manchester based, not a national award, for example, it's still putting the importance of disability sport on the map and giving people the awareness that there are people doing some great things to ensure there's inclusivity for people to feel like they belong somewhere when maybe other people or there aren't those opportunities that are out there as such for them.
Katie, always good to catch up with everything that you're doing. Best place for more information?
Yeah, on the Manchester Thunder website, there is a Paranetball section, and we do have our Paranetball Instagram and Twitter pages, well, X as it's now called, pages as well, very specific to Paranetball, if you can find us there as well.
Excellent. Thank you as always for your time. Speak soon.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for your support.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.